Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by two contestants currently competing on The Voice, and they're both from Baltimore originally. Thanks so much for joining us. Why don't you take your just one at a time, say your name, and I guess where exactly you grew up.
Alicia, why don't you go first?
Okay, I'll go first. What's up, everybody? My name is Alicia. I'm from Baltimore, Maryland, the hometown. I'm 20 years old. And yeah, I'm on this season of The Voice, season 25. It feels good to be here. And yeah, I'm excited.
And you live in Laurel now, but you're from Baltimore, right?
Yes, I live in good old Laurel now, but Baltimore is completely my hometown. That's where I'm from.
I love it. All right. And also joining us on the call,
I'm Elle Rogers. I'm also from Baltimore. I'm 35 years old. And yes, we are both on Team Reba of this season. It's insane. I don't even know how to feel about it. No, literally.
Reba McEntire, one of the big legends, not only of country music, but of music in general and pop culture in general, TV star and movie star, etc. So I mean, that has to be exciting. Well, yeah, we have to tell everybody, you know, we're taping this, depending when I run this, Monday or Tuesday, everyone has to tune into The Voice both nights because to see if you air and if you're competing, etc. Highly encourage people to tune in. Where do we fall? Where is the show? Like what knockout round it or whatever you want to call it?
So we're moving into the battle rounds. So yep. We got through our blinds. So we got a chair turn. I got my happy one chair turn. Alicia got more chairs than me, which is well deserved because if you see her performance, it's amazing. And also they were running out of spots with me. So I was happy. But now that we've got our chairs and we're on a team, we go into battle where we are paired up against one of our teammates.
Right. And exactly. So it's not necessarily you two versus each other, although it could be. We got to tune in to see. But there's multiple people on Team Reba, right?
Yes.
There's 10 of us.
Right. I'm trying to lay it out in case some listeners aren't familiar with the show, but there's 10 people on Team Reba and then 10, you know, obviously the other judges have their own team, but you are two of the 10 that are going to be battling over the next few episodes.
Yep. Two girls from Baltimore, same team.
Two girls from Baltimore. Well, that's awesome. I want to know, let's try to move chronologically then before we get to, because I want to hear what songs you sang for the chair turns, all that. But I think it's probably easiest if we go chronologically of how you found out about the audition growing up, all that stuff. So let's take them one at a time. So I'll ask a question and I'll have each of you answer the same question. We'll move chronologically. So where exactly in Baltimore did you grow up?
Alicia, why don't you just go first? Because it's alphabetical order for all the questions.
Okay. I'd like to know specifically, like, you know, because people, you know, people go out to Fells Point. People have driver, you know, whatever. Like, I want to know where in Baltimore.
Absolutely. So where I'm from in Baltimore, I'm from the Baltimore County area. So that's like Randallstown, Owings Mills, kind of just right outside of the city, close to it.
My wife grew up in Westminster.
Really?
So Randallstown is, and I'm from Frederick.
Yep, that is
Randallstown's right there.
That's what I'm saying. It's all super close. So right outside of the city, me and my family, we would go out to Baltimore City, like Fells Point and downtown, every time if we wanted to get some food and stuff. So Baltimore is just really, it's just really home to me. It feels so good. Owings Mills, Randallstown, feels good.
What high school? Do you mind if I ask what high school?
Yeah, of course. I went to Newtown High School.
Okay.
So that's like in the Owings Mills area, like right next to it.
Gotcha. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you grew up going into Baltimore, I assume Orioles, Ravens fan, family?
Oh, Ravens fan 100%. Like everybody from Baltimore knows you have to be a Ravens fan. Like it's go Ravens 24/7. If you're not go Ravens, what are you doing? Like, but no judgment.
Ray all day. Ray Lewis, legend. All right. So, So that's Alicia. How about, yes. Elle, where exactly in Baltimore did you grow up?
So I grew up in Anne Arundel County outside of Baltimore, but my parents constantly took us into the city. My dad was a musician, so he was always playing in Baltimore. So we would go to his gigs sometimes. We would always take the light rail in. Mm-hmm. We'd go to Lexington Market. We would do all of that fun stuff. Right. And so I grew up within the city. I went to Peabody as a kid. I did their preparatory program. And so I was in Baltimore City every single Monday night just doing that. My training. And so I got really comfortable in the city, and it just kind of felt like that's my home, even though, yeah, Anne Arundel County is outside of the city, but I worked in the city. I had waitressing jobs in the city. I was a singing server on the cruise ship, the Spirit Cruise Lines in Baltimore City.
Wait, in the Inner Harbor?
Yeah, I was a singing server.
That's great. That's awesome. Yeah. And wait, if you don't mind me asking, what high school in Anne Arundel County were you?
I went to Old Mill.
Old Mill. Refresh us. Where in relation to Annapolis? Are you north of that?
It's north of Annapolis. It's about 20 minutes up 97.
Okay, but you know the whole Anne Arundel. And by the way, like, it's okay if it's not Baltimore proper for either of you, because I know how these national competitions work. You list the nearest big city, but we're the DC radio station. The whole DMV is our listening area. So I think it's even cooler that we can rep, you know, Anne Arundel County, Randallstown, Baltimore City. Yeah. Like, we can mention all of it. It's totally fine.
Well, and my wife and I lived in Baltimore City. We don't live there anymore. That apartment. So I can tell you where it was, but we lived on Biddle Street. We were right there by the symphony. Like, we were in the middle of the city. It was great.
Okay, but where have you moved since? You mean just because you're filming the show, you're not there anymore, or you've
moved? We had to move during the blind auditions, like back when like it was filmed. We had to move because our lease was up, and it was a whole ordeal. I was like, oh, so I'm doing this life changing thing, and then we just had to move, you know, to a different apartment. But yeah, we loved it. We loved the city. We were like right down the street from some of the best restaurants, like. Ugh, I was spoiled because I got to walk to the corner to get my coffee.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for, you know, both of you for sort of setting the stage of where exactly you grew up in Baltimore. Now, I want to know, again, one at a time, we'll just keep going in this order if that's okay with you both.
Yeah,
but how did you each hear about the Voice audition, and like what and where was it held? Was it in the like Baltimore Convention Center, or did you have to travel? Like, I want to know the audition process.
Oh man, so the first time I heard about The Voice, well, this is like my third time like trying out and trying to audition. So this third time around, because the first two times I didn't make it, and this last time I was like, I don't know if I want to do this again. Like, I don't think I'm gonna make it through. But this third time around, I got an email, or a casting agent came to me and they were like, hey, would you want to try out for The Voice? I think you'd be perfect for it. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go for it. Try it out. Set some videos. And they heard my singing and they liked it. And after that, the rest is history. They kind of just flew me out. And then, yeah, we're here now.
Awesome. And real quick, what song did you sing for your audition tape?
So the song I sung for my audition tape, I think it was a Michael Jackson song. First of all, if you didn't watch the blind audition, at this point, you will probably tell I'm a huge Michael Jackson fan. I sung Blame It on the Boogie for my audition tape.
Nice.
And on Blinds, I sung another Michael Jackson song. So,
That's awesome. And we can get to Blinds in a second, but in the spirit of moving chronologically here, hey, Elle, jump in, and I want to hear how you found out about the audition.
So I'll lay out a little bit of a pre story. I auditioned for season one of The Voice.
Oh, wow. What year was that? That's been a while.
I don't even know.
I'm looking it up as we speak. 2011 was season one. 25 seasons ago.
Yep. So 2011, I went to the open call in New York City because there was a new show, and that's what you do as a singer when you see there's a new singing competition show. So I auditioned for season one, and I did not get a call back from the open call, but the casting guy said, he paused after I sang. I sang I Put a Spell on You. I remember what I sang. And he said, please don't stop singing. And I said, okay, yeah. And it just was this really really wonderful moment. So
now, is that the CCR version or is that Screamin' Jay Hawkins version? There's a lot of cool versions of that.
I did kind of like the there's a Joss Stone version that she does with Jeff Beck. And that's my favorite. So that's kind of what I did was a Joss Stone kind of version. And I think, you know, I was young. I was really young. I had been doing musical theater for my whole life. And so I obviously was very theatrical. And I think it was a great experience just to kind of like have the opportunity to sing in front of these producers for this beginning project. So because they had my information on file from that very first audition, I'm not sure exactly when, but a couple seasons later, I got an email that said, hey, we'd love to hear from you. And I got like essentially a call back, but years later. And so I went in and auditioned. This happened a lot. So I would get called in where they'd say, hey, we'd love to see you. And I'd go, yeah, sure. You'll be close by. I can do that. And I would come to a studio and I would bring a guitar player, usually my dad actually. And we would go sing 2 to 4 songs, usually 4 songs. I was lucky. And they would say, great, awesome. And I would do a little camera interview, but then I never got called to LA. It just never happened. Dang. And I thought, okay, you know, maybe that's just not my thing. And this happened 12 times. Well, this would have been like, this time is the 13th time. And 13 is a weird lucky number for me.
Yeah.
So this time I was messaged by a casting person and they said, hey, we'd love to submit you. And I said, okay, but I'm going to be a little crazy and say, this is 13 times. And I think maybe if this is not the time, I think I have to let go.
Right.
But I will absolutely let you submit me. I'm here. And that casting director said, he wrote, valid. It was actually great.
Wow.
And he said valid. And he was like, I think that's great. Like, you do you. I will totally submit you. Like, and we had a Zoom meeting. It was a 10-minute Zoom meeting. So technically this time for The Voice, all of that to say, technically this time I had a 10-minute Zoom meeting as my audition. I didn't have to sing anything for him.
Wow.
But that was from 2011 accumulating.
Yeah, exactly. All
of going in and showing them growth and proving that I can do this and that I was finding myself as an artist. And this time I've been performing as an artist, singing my own original songs now for many, many years. It feels it's the right time. This was the right time.
Lucky number 13. Who would have known?
It really did work out. It's insane. And The Voice has been on for 13 years too.
Yeah. Oh, it's crazy.
Right.
Well, awesome. Well, I'm glad you both auditioned. Obviously, I'm sure you both are glad you submitted or zoomed. Do I have you? Well, awesome. So now, all right. So now moving along. So now we're actually, you know, you get on the show to do the blind audition. So I want to hear what you each sang. So you were saying that, Alicia, you were saying that it was a Michael Jackson song. Which one? It wasn't The Boogie again, right? What did you sing this time for the chair turn?
So this time it wasn't Blame It on the Boogie, but this time around, it's one of them classics that everybody knows and you cannot resist singing this song. I sung PYT for my blind audition.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
And it's catchy. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
One of the catchiest songs ever.
Literally.
I love it. And describe the moment of the chair turn. Who did Reba turn first or who turned?
Oh my gosh. Honestly, I was so like in the moment that I literally blacked out as soon as I realized some chairs turned. I think the first person that turned was Dan and Shay. And if you like rewatch it, it was so funny. Literally, they both looked at each other and they were like, yeah, and then clicked the button. And then Reba pretty much clicked her button as soon as Dan and Shay pressed their button too. So they both kind of turned around at the same time. And then Chance, he heard like this one note and he was like, Yeah. And then turned it around. And it was just so fun to just see them kind of grooving and dancing with me. It honestly just felt so surreal. And it was like, wow, I'm here in this moment. I made it to the voice stage and I almost didn't do this just because I just felt like I wasn't good enough or maybe I wouldn't make it. But we're here now. We did it. PYT got the people dancing. And yeah.
It did it. It did it. That's so cool. And Dan, and my wife and I, we call Dan and Shay. We lovingly call Dan and Shay Rascal Flatts 2.0.
Oh, my God. I see why you say that.
Sound exactly like them. I'm not saying better or worse or anything. I'm just saying, you know, it's today's Rascal Flatts.
Oh, yeah. No,
and you mentioned Chance the Rapper. And who's the other judge? It's Reba, Dan and Shay, Chance the Rapper. Who's the other one? Niall Horan?
John Legend.
Oh, John Legend. Niall was before. Mm-hmm.
He's back.
John Legend, of course. John Legend has been there a while now.
Yeah.
Did he turn? Did John Legend turn as well? The chair?
So John didn't turn.
Oh, come on.
But I know, but literally at the last second, well, you know, when the show, the performance was over, he got his chance to speak and he was like, I wanted to turn so bad, but I just felt like I was too late. Mm-hmm. Like I was gonna turn and I was like, oh man, John, okay. Mm-hmm. But
sound like a bunch of excuses, John Legend. Well, it's
but
okay.
I love it.
Just keep you know singing and advancing and then he'll have to, you know, regret his lack of chair turn. All right. Absolutely. And for you, Elle, so Alicia, that means that those several chairs turns and so then you're on to the next round. And all right, and then so for Elle, what was your experience? What did you perform and who turned their chairs?
Mine was so much more suspenseful. I sang Wild Horses by the Rolling Stones.
Of course. Couldn't drag me away. Yeah. Great song.
Yeah, absolutely. That's how I felt about it. You couldn't drag me away from these crazy dreams that I have, you know?
Nice. Well done. So, all right, and who turned their chairs?
Reba turned and she waited until almost my last note. I was so stressed. I was stressing out. I looked very calm, actually. I didn't know what I was going to look like watching the show. I look really calm. And at one point, I actually kind of smile off to the side. And I remembered that moment, like being there. And I was like, oh, yeah. That's when I just kind of went, okay, maybe they're not going to turn around, but I have to finish the song. So I just finished the song, but it was that moment. If you watch the footage, I have a little smile and that's that moment where I just go, okay, maybe not. And then at the very last second, I see these lights that say, I want you at the bottom of her chair. And then I see the chair turn around and then I see her beautiful face and she's smiling this very mischievous smile. Like, I know I waited until the last minute.
You're just messing with you.
I love her so much, but I was like, ma'am, you were stressing me out up here. I was just so happy. That's one of the top five most joyous moments of my life.
Oh, that's so amazing. And that's so nerve. I can see why it's nerve wracking with staring at the backs of chairs. Like, oh my gosh, I guess I'm going to go home. And then suddenly Reba turns at the last second. That's incredible.
Yeah. And it's not a natural environment to perform in. No. Even I've been performing my whole life in professional musical theater. I've done TV. I've done all sorts of, you know, live audiences, big crowds, small crowds that are really intimate, that are just making eye contact with you, which is sometimes even more intimidating. And it was just it wasn't a natural way to sing because you're proving yourself. You almost feel like a trap door is going to open if they don't turn around, which never would happen.
That would be a different show.
But that's a mental state that you're in where you're like, oh my goodness, this feels like the end all be all. Why am I so anxious? You know, I've done this. I can do this. It's going to be okay. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, you know what? You got to calm down. And I had this internal calmness I was able to find. And I'm really grateful I was able to find it, because even the seasoned professionals will sometimes falter on that stage.
Wow, that is great. Thank you for such great stories. You both painted a visual picture there of how it went. And I assume that I don't know. Are those auditions up on the blinds, up on YouTube yet? Like, can I link to it in the article?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, great, great, great. All right, so that brings us to the present, right? So that means you're both on Team Reba and you're both in the battle round.
We're just catching battles. Battles start on Monday.
Okay, great. Just to clarify, I know it airs, The Voice is Mondays and Tuesdays. Are we going to see battles Mondays and Tuesday night?
You will see battles both Monday and Tuesday night.
Right.
Yep.
Yes. It's the most stressful round, I think.
Awesome.
Yep.
Absolutely. Well, I guess before we run, I have more than enough to work with. Before we run, I would like to know what it's been like working with Reba McEntire on Team Reba. Since you're both on Team Reba, what have you learned from her? You know, how has she helped your singing?
So working with Reba has been honestly a different experience for me, because I've never, well, first of all, you don't always get to work with a celebrity artist any other day, but she honestly just gives the best advice, not only singing advice, but life advice. And that's just really been the best part for me, you know, just showing you how you should move in this industry and, you know, just guiding you in certain things that you wouldn't get, you know, everyday advice from. Mm-hmm. So that's awesome. But also just her letting me know I should project more on certain things and like, okay, I think you should do this with your voice because it's going to make your voice do this. So it's really just awesome to just have her years of experience just drizzling on me, you know, like it's like she's putting her like sprinkle dust on me a little bit.
Yeah.
Teaching me just a couple things. So yeah, it's been awesome. She's been showing me different ways to sing and different ways to, I guess, operate in this industry. So it's really just tremendous advice and good advice. So yeah, it's awesome working with Reba. Awesome. Really.
How about you, Elle? What have you picked up, either singing, how she helped you, or even, you know, just personality-wise? Just anything you can say about working with the amazing Reba McEntire.
Working with Reba has been, I hate to sound cheesy, I don't have a better word for it, it's been a life-changing experience. And I know that's totally, like, cheese city, but it really has. Like, it's completely reframed so many things for me as an artist and validated so many things for me as an artist. She is so focused. Yeah. She knows exactly what she's looking for. She knows exactly how a song should sound. She knows exactly what she wants from you as an artist because she sees it in you and she wants to pull those things out. And she is such a good mentor. She's wonderful with her words and being able to describe what she wants from us, how she wants us to tackle different parts of songs or the physicality of different pieces of the performance. She's absolutely wonderful. And I feel such a connection with her in that rehearsal room. She's there with you. She's there with you. And you're, even when you're with your battle partner, like I, Alicia, I don't know if you felt this way, but like, even though there's two of you in the room, she just makes you feel so special. Like she's literally just talking to you and it just feels so warm and comforting.
Yes.
Nervous in rehearsal with Reba. I was never nervous to sing in front of her. I never felt that way because she makes you feel like this is a safe space to be you as an artist, to try things, to actually rehearse, to maybe make a mistake, because that's the point of rehearsing, to figure out what works and what doesn't.
Yeah.
And she's just fantastic. I'm so grateful.
That's awesome.
I don't have any other words. Life-changing. Amazing.
This question just popped in my head. Would there ever be a case where either of you would actually sing a Reba song, or is that not something you usually do? You don't usually sing the song of your actual team leader.
People have done it. So yeah. Now
what would it be if you did? What Reba song would it be?
fancy. My go-to is fancy. That's my go-to karaoke song.
Yeah.
That's my go-to shower song. It's always been. I would sing fancy, but.
And that's an edgy song.
Someone sang it so iconically last season, just a season ago. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't want to tackle it just a season later because it's too soon.
Exactly.
Well, honestly, I think I would sing The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia.
Yes!
That's a favorite!
Oh, yeah.
Honestly, so I think I could approach that, kind of approach it like how Reba approached it, but put my spin on it.
Yeah, and that was a song back in the 70s, but Reba's version is the first one I heard as a kid growing up in the 90s. And
exactly.
Man, yeah, that is a, whoo, don't trust your soul to know Backwoods Southern Lawyer. That is a good song, man.
Hey, that's what Miss Reba does, is she takes songs that are from a different time, like Fancy and the night the Lights Went Out in Georgia. They're hers, though. They're fully hers. She interpreted
it hers.
Like that. They're hers.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Fancy was a Bobby Gentry. I forgot. I always associate it with Reba. Well, she's got a lot of her own original too, man. It's incredible. Her, we could talk Reba all day, but, but anyway, we want to encourage everyone to check out The Voice, Monday and Tuesday. Again, I'm not sure which of those days I'm running it, but we'll tell everyone to watch the battle rounds, of The Voice, because we have two Baltimoreans battling it out on Team Reba. It's going to be exciting. Hey, congrats to both of you. I guess, just tell everyone to tune in.
Yes, tune in.
Tune in Monday and Tuesday. Monday at 8 p.m. We'll see you there, hopefully.
See ya.
And I'll end by saying, go O's. I mean, I'm Cal Ripken through and through. My whole childhood, we got a new owner now. David Rubenstein's coming in, taking over the team. We got this. Camden Yards. Everyone in Camden Yards will celebrate when one of you wins the whole thing.
Awesome.
All right, thanks again.
Thank you.
All right, see ya. Good luck.